T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So when Thomas Rhett was here with Kenny Chesney over the summer at Soldier Field, Thomas brought his wife out. He was all lovey-dovey. I mean, that's what us guys do, and that's what us ladies do when we are married, when we're in a relationship. We love our significant others, but sometimes we have to be brutally honest with them, right? And we don't want to hurt their feelings, but how do you tell your significant other when something they're wearing doesn't look good on them, or maybe, I don't know, their shoes or their food? 312-946-4995. And we talked to Morgan Evans about this, because Morgan is married to Kelsey Ballerini, and Morgan's got the new album out, and Kelsey has a track on it. So we asked him maybe a difficult question. You talked about the track with Kelsey. That is wifey. You know, I'm married as well. What if Kelsey did not sound good, though, on the track? Would you have the would you have him to say to her, babe, no.
You're a little flat.
This isn't the fit.
I think she would have called herself out. And we didn't tell anyone that she was going to do it. Mm-hmm. So we didn't want any pressure about, like, any of that. So just one night, she came into the studio. It was just my producer and I and her. And she came in. Just, to, you know, we didn't want anyone sort of expecting anything. And so, but dude, the second she started singing, like, surprise, surprise, Kelsey Ballerini sounded awesome. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it was a really special song.
You went in to cut your checks over again.
Yeah. Turn it down. Nah, I mean, it was a special song already, and she took it to a whole other place, for sure.
All right, so Morgan got lucky. He didn't have to go up to Kelsey and be like, babe, maybe this isn't the track for you, but sometimes us guys and ladies, it doesn't always work out that well. 312-946-4995. How do you tell your significant other that maybe what they're wearing or that dinner last night wasn't the best? Call us up. Let's talk about it.
Wanna kiss somebody.
On the phone this morning from Tinley Park, we have Cindy. Cindy, do you have a significant other?
A boyfriend.
All right, so if your boyfriend, if something he's wearing doesn't look good, how do you tell him?
I'm the worst at it. I mean, I try to say, like, oh, you know, this looks better on you, but he always takes offense to it.
Yeah, because you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but wouldn't you want your significant other to be honest?
Yes, exactly. Like, he's honest with me. He hates when I'm wearing yoga pants all the time, but I don't take offense to it.
What? I'm not even going to comment on that. All right, let's play a game really quick. Pretend I'm your boyfriend and I'm wearing that shirt that you absolutely hate.
Would you be able to wear something else, or...
No, babe, I really love this shirt, man. It's my favorite shirt.
But this other one looks great on you.
What, you're saying this one doesn't look great on me?
It's not the best on you.
So you're saying I look like crap?
No.
Why are you even dating me? At least I'm not wearing yoga pants!
If I had a dollar every time, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
We got Aaron joining the show this morning from Rolling Meadows. Aaron, it's always good to be honest with your significant other, right?
Of course.
All right, so tell me what happened.
My ex-boyfriend used to snore like it was his job, and I could not... Oh, sawing logs. I told him about it because he was wondering why I was so tired all the time. Of course, he claimed he didn't snore.
Isn't that the best? Whenever you say to someone who snores, hey, man, you snore. No, I don't.
Of course. Like, how would you know? You're sleeping.
And then you broke up with him.
Basically, yeah.
US 99 from Antioch. We got Ray on the phone this morning. So what did you say to your wife?
Well, she made stuffed peppers for the first time, and I didn't like it, so I said it tastes like dog food.
Ray, I'm all for being honest, but, my man, that's a little bit too honest.
I don't know. It kind of looked like dog food, too.
All right, fellas, let's not follow in Ray's footsteps, but we got to know, what did Ray's wife say?
Get out of the house.
I knew that was coming, so you grabbed your dog food because you were literally in the doghouse. 8:50, ticks to our sold-out Stars and Strings. But from Dyer, we got Rich on the phone. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Sal's Roman. How's it going?
It's going all right, man. I heard you need our help.
So it could not be more perfect timing that you guys are talking about this morning. My girlfriend literally just texted me no more than 3 minutes ago saying that her grandmother is going to be in town and was asking if she could get dinner with me. And I have no idea how to say, no, I do not want to go get dinner with your grandma.
All right, stop. And Roman to the rescue. Rich, what day does she want to have this dinner?
Tonight.
All right, let's see. The Cubbies and the Sox, they're done. The Bears aren't playing tonight. I think the Bulls and the Blackhawks both play tomorrow, so we can't use that as an excuse.
I'm coming up with, like, every excuse that I, you know, I'm on my way to work right now, then I'm going to go to the gym, and I don't know what I'm going to say after that.
I got it. When you were at the gym, you pulled your hamstring.
There we go.
And because you pulled your hammy, you're not going to be able to make dinner, but I'm telling you right now, you have to get flowers. Grandma needs to know that you are so sorry that you weren't able to make the dinner.
That sounds perfect. I love it.
And then call us back tomorrow and let us know how it goes, unless your girlfriend is listening right now and she's about to call you and dump you.
To them, it's still Sears Tower, Rosemont Horizon, and Comiskey Park.
Styles and Roman.
US 99.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.